The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The gospel of the Lord. This is a true story. When I was a student, usually our superior, every now and then, every year, would make transfers. And there was this priest that would always say, I can walk with any priest, send me any priest. And after every now and then, he would say that. And the provincial one day said to him, it is not about you being able to work with any priest. It's about the priest being able to work with you. Right? Today, the brothers of Joseph were filled with guilt. Genesis chapter 42, verse 21. They saw the innocence in this boy and the cry saying to them, do not sell me into slavery. I don't want to be sold into slavery. Yet they went ahead. I want to talk about guilt. Have you ever felt guilt before in your life? Do you know what it feels to feel guilt? It steals your joy. It steals your peace. It corrodes your joy. Guilt. It's a terrible thing to feel. They were feeling it today, the brothers of Joseph. Two lessons we must learn today. First, to live with integrity and to live with foresight. To live with integrity and with foresight, especially when you are in position of power, authority. How do you treat others? Do you treat others with integrity, knowing that the future will come? When I was younger, you know, all these buses that commute to the city, you know, there was a sticker or a sticker at the back. I once read it. It says, let my enemies live long so that they will see what I will become in future. Let my enemies live long. Joseph was actually their brother turned enemy. But he lived longer. God prepared him for an event like this. And now they felt guilty. So we must live with integrity. We must live with foresight, knowing that we are not growing younger. The second lesson we learn is that the Lord does not want us to feel guilt. When you hear at Mass, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Not just that he takes away our sins, he takes away our guilt. How repentant am I daily of the things of the past? The Lord does not want us to feel guilt. then there must always be the equation of repentance. There must be that equation, acknowledgement of fault. At the beginning of Mass, we always acknowledge our faults. The one we know, the ones committed with our eyes open, the ones we do not remember. Always good to confess them, to acknowledge them. It's a beautiful thing we do at Mass, acknowledging our faults. Today, we celebrate 120 of them, Augustine, Zoe, and 120 of them from China. This happened around the 17th century, between 1648 to 1930. They gave their lives to God. Augustine was just ordained a priest when he was martyred. He gave his life to God. Today, I also remember my friend. He was the provincial accountant. You know, he was just 45 years old. He died of cancer this morning. His twin brother died of the same cancer. His older brother died of the same cancer and all of that. But each time he would ask, send me the Divine Mercy audio, the Divine Mercy chaplet, the audio and the video, he kept praying it. He was ordained 3 years ago, thereabout. But one beautiful thing, he kept saying, if I'm going to die, I'm happy that I died a priest. No guilt, fulfillment. At the end of the day, the question we must ask is, am I fulfilled in life? Whatever we do, there must be fulfillment attached to it. Like Joseph, he had compassion on his brothers. May we continue to show compassion on those around us, those who are subject to us, those who are family members, those who are even enemies.